Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm 22 for a moment, and she feels better than ever, and we're on fire, making our way back from Mars.
Whereas October 23rd, 2023 marks 40 years for the tragic event that unfolded in Beirut, Lebanon, and the valiant efforts of service members like Lieutenant Colonel, United States Marine Corps retired Tim McGarry to uphold their duties in the most challenging circumstances. An 18-year-old Tim McGarry enlisted in the Marine Corps on his birthday in 1972. And whereas Lieutenant Colonel McGarry would later attend flight school and become a Marine Corps aviator stationed at Marine Corps Station Cherry Point, North Carolina, later in 1983, he was assigned as an air liaison officer at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, or Lejeune, North Carolina. He was deployed to Beirut, Lebanon soon after.
This is, of course, District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler for Escambia County. Now, this proclamation was actually issued back on like the 5th, but I've been hanging on to it because I knew today was coming. This is the 40th anniversary. As you heard David mention earlier in the news, that today is the 40th anniversary of the bombing of the Beirut Marine Barracks in Lebanon. And Tim McGarry was the guy they were honoring, a lieutenant colonel there. And, you know, the how it happened on that day, for some, this is vivid memory. For some, this might be before you were born. But it's very important to remember these things because we are talking about 241 U.S. military killed in the attack, not to mention 58 French military killed in the attack following the earlier attack in April, I think it was, of the embassy, right? So this is a major period of unrest in American history 40 years ago today.
And whereas Captain McGarry was returning from morning patrol when the attack began at 6:22 a.m. on October 23, 1983, a Mercedes-Benz stake bed truck carrying about 12,000 pounds of high explosives was driven by an Iranian national, detonated at the Beirut airport where most of the 1,600-man Marine contingent in Lebanon was based, demolishing the building, and minutes later, a second truck detonated and destroyed the French Multinational Force Headquarters building. And whereas Captain McGarry's platoon immediately mobilized to arrest their fellow Marines trapped under tons of wreckage in a crater 30 feet deep, 40 feet wide, pumping oxygen into the mountain of rubble to keep those who were still trapped below alive, and while coming under sniper fire from a cluster of houses near the disaster zone.
Unbelievable just to imagine what was going on that day and in those folks' minds. The worst single death day for American military since Vietnam. And again, this is Mike Kohler reading the rest of the proclamation after going through some of the other details.
And whereas President Ronald Reagan later said, some people spend an entire lifetime wondering if they made a difference in the world, but the Marines don't have that problem. Boy, have I heard that a few times. Captain McGarry platoon performed life-saving operations that gave the other soldiers a fighting chance. And whereas now retired Lieutenant Colonel Tim McGarry and his platoon, as well as the Marines on that day, lived up to their motto, Semper Fidelis, always faithful, demonstrating the strength and resilience and that defined our nation. And now, therefore be it proclaimed that the Board of County Commissioners of Escambia County, Florida, commend and express our gratitude to Lieutenant Colonel Tim McGarry for his lifelong dedication to the defense of our country's freedom on this day of remembrance of the Beirut Barracks bombing, to be observed on October 23rd, 2023. May God bless the United States of America. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, for some things, you let the applause play. For some things, you let the applause play. And Lieutenant Colonel McGarry was there at the meeting about a month ago to talk to the commission. And I wanted to share some of his comments with you because, well, you'll know why after you hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much on behalf of Marines and especially remembering. Our first duty always is to remember. When we got back from Beirut, Captain Al Gray, commanding officer, 2nd Marine Division, wanted to use all Marine officers from the MAU as casualty officers to assist the families of those who were killed. So instead of using local recruiters, now we're flown all over the country,
And he talked about his experience with that and talking to families and everything that went along with that. And a poem that he wrote in connection with the events. I'll share that with you in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. We have an accident at the end of the exit ramp there. I-10 eastbound past the Davis Highway exit. There's a disabled vehicle on the shoulder. 297 in Pine Forest near the Publix. We have a semi in the ditch. FHP is on the scene getting that out of the way. 29 in East Kingsfield Road. I'm now seeing some slowdown at the Circle K backing up east and westbound. And 17th and Cervantes crews are on an accident scene there. If you have traffic info, please text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to the comments of the Escambia County Commission Board about a month ago. This is actually on the 5th, but Lieutenant Colonel Tim McGarry talking there about the bombing in Beirut 40 years ago today.
Right after Beirut bombing, if you remember, some of you remember, go back in history. 3 days later, Beirut kind of fell to the in the background because we had the invasion of Grenada for the rescuing of the students, and then Beirut fell behind. So I tried to write this poem, if I could read it, about Beirut and home and the way we thought about things. The Marines that were there, we nicknamed Beirut Hooterville. For some reason, we just called it Hooterville, and the two Mao's that were before us called it that. But I wrote it, and I called it Beirut and home. For them, it was the 6 p.m. news from Beirut. For us, it was reality. They called for pizza at home. We called for the corpsmen. They watched their children play. We watched the children die each day. They learned of life, we learned of death. They served family dinners, we served our country. Their passions were for success, ours were survival. They all forgot, we cannot. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for your service.
As I say, for some things, you let the applause finish. Now, one thing that you may not know, there's actually an event going on today at Veterans Memorial Park. Carl Schwimm, I'm not quite sure, from the Marine Corps League actually talked about it today, talked about it at the meeting about three weeks ago.
On the 23rd, I'm going to invite all the commissioners and all of the public to come out to Veterans Memorial Park. There'll be no political speeches. There'll be one speech by a fellow that was a lieutenant here 40 years ago, and I'll get to that in a moment. And so we're going to start right at 5 o'clock. It's going to end right at 6 o'clock. We're going to call out all, and we're going to acknowledge each of those.
So, and that is today at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Pensacola, 5 to 6. They're going to read the names, and it's a good moment. It's a good moment to remember a horrible thing. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
There's nothing more important than the gospel. And I say that with all boldness. There is nothing more important than the gospel because eternity, heaven and hell hang in the balance. That's why Northstone Baptist Church is hosting our Furthering the Gospel Outreach Conference. Dr. Sam Davison is our keynote speaker. God's hand is on Brother Sam in a unique way. The Lord has used him to further the gospel in the lives of literally thousands of people over the years. And if you attend, I know God can use him in your life as well. Also, our conference will feature 7 gospel-focused missionaries, and each of them will teach workshops that will enable all of us to learn better how to further the gospel. The conference begins Thursday night, October 26th, and it continues through Sunday evening, October 29th. So will you join us for our Furthering the Gospel conference? Again, the conference begins Thursday night, October 26th. For more information, visit our church's website at northstonebaptist.org.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Whether you're looking to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 95% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the spring semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Pensacola Habitat for Humanity as they discuss their Weatherization Day open house, as well as upcoming events, maintenance workshops, and programs designed to improve our community and bring much-needed relief to those in need. Discover ways to volunteer and donate to enhance lives of so many in our community. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, congratulations to Cedrique Dumas, who scored his second straight UFC win over the weekend, always representing Pensacola. I know David was promoting this a lot on Friday, and it's good to have a local guy win and represent our little part of the universe to everybody else. I love to see that. That's great. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel cannot let Hamas stay in a position to be able to launch attacks from Gaza. He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Blinken said different ideas on who governs Gaza after this war are being discussed, but he hasn't provided any specifics as of yet. Police in Detroit say the stabbing death of the president of a local synagogue there was not linked to anti-Semitism. Police say Samantha Wall was found stabbed multiple times over the weekend. She was president of the Isaac Agree Downtown Detroit Synagogue, a former staffer for two Democratic Michigan politicians as well.
You know what I thought was interesting about that story? I don't know a diplomatic or tactful way to say this, but you know, sometimes a murder is just a murder.
Right.
Sometimes it's not a hate crime, you know, and that, I mean, which is allowing the possibility of things being hate crimes, but sometimes it's just not motivated by anything like that. And I appreciate the work to make sure to clarify in a case like that. Otherwise, people would take it as something that it wasn't. So thank you, David.
Absolutely. And the Las Vegas Aces are hosting their second WNBA championship parade in 2 years later today. They're the first back-to-back WNBA champs since 2002. And that parade happening this afternoon.
Well, apparently you did not catch the real news from Saturday Night Live when Michael Che talked about this.
Okay. This week, the WNBA Finals were won by the New York Liberty. I'm kidding. Vegas beat them in four, you phonies. You didn't see that game. Shame on you.
Here, I thought I missed something.
No, I just thought that's such a... It's such a beautifully hurtful joke because, you know, it's in New York and they're cheering for the thing that didn't actually happen because they don't know any better because for not a lot of people watch, you know. But that was that's pretty funny. So
that's
I thought
great.
Appropriate given your news story. Was that it, sir?
That's all I got.
All right. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Interesting. Just... I'm not a big advocate for cursive. I know some people are like, you know, traditional education, teach them all the things that we've always taught them. And I understand that point of view. You need cursive for what? To be able to read the occasional archaic logo or grandma's letters, maybe to study some genealogy or whatever. But as far as like current utility, you know, it's dubious, I will say. Okay. But, you know, I learned it, and it didn't kill me, and I still think I remember how to write most of those letters. Everything is print for me, though, now. But California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill last week that requires students in first through sixth grade to learn cursive handwriting. Bill introduced by a former school teacher, no doubt, A lot of the historical documents going back two or three decades are actually in cursive, she told the Sacramento Bee. I went on 23andMe looking for some family records, and they were all written in cursive. And it is kind of funny, like, to think that somebody might come across a cursive written letter and then have to go, I don't know, pay somebody to decode it for her. You know, because those letters are kind of weird. A 2022 report from the NEA, the National Education Association, said that 21 states require cursive instruction, and many are in the South. Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, I guess. I'm trusting their research. I think that's true in Florida. But not everybody. And, you know, there's people who are like, corporate logos are changing. Like, Eddie Bauer redesigned its logo to go from script to capitals. And who was the... Russell Stover's candies, Little Debbie's. There was somebody, I forget, some brand not that long ago did kind of the same thing, went with a really ugly logo because it was meant to be more, you know, block letters legible or something like that. But, you know, yeah, whatever. 725, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
We're losing all of our class, man, I swear. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. There's an accident at the end of the exit ramp at the traffic light. I'm seeing some slowdown now on 98 eastbound heading into Hurlburt, starting about the Waffle House, slowing all the way down to the gate. And 297 Pine Forest near the Publix, we have that semi in the ditch there. FHP is on the scene. 29 in East Kingsfield Road at the Circle K, it's backing up east and westbound. And 17th and Cervantes, crews are on the scene as a traffic accident is there as well. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealership Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. If you have traffic info, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or thinking about for the first time buying, or maybe buying a rental property, or, you know, any of the above, right? Call Christina Leavenworth and get her opinion and find out what she might be able to do for you with her team of experts, because, look, they still sell homes very quickly. It's amazing, even for above list price frequently. And, you know, not quite as often maybe as would have happened, say, 2 years ago, but I think that's true for everybody to some degree. But they still, it's amazing how quickly they get homes sold, and over 230 homes sold last year, even in the economy we're dealing with. And, you know, they can give you good advice about what's the market doing. And not just like the in general the market, but, you know, what's the market doing in your price range? Because the $400,000 market is different from the $600,000 market. And the market in Gulf Breeze is different from the one in Pace and is different from the one in, you know, Warrington. Okay. And so understanding location and price tier can make a big difference in whether you get a great deal, a good deal, a bad deal, you know, right? So you want expert advice on that. And that's what she does. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. All right. You ready to play a game, Jake? You ready to play a.
Always. Well, who are you?
Pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but it parked you in America.
Who filed it?
That's one of my all-time favorite West Wing quotes. I love that one. All right, so the game is I tell you the bill, you tell me who filed it, Republican or Democrat. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We have a Senate concurrent resolution. This is to basically do something that it would ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Okay, it's not a bill per se, but it is a bill that's been filed. So from 1972, which I think the time period has actually expired on that, but, you know, put that aside. Who wants to make equal rights for men and women, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats?
That's right. That's right. Lori Berman, very famously liberal Democrat in the state Senate. Assault weapons and large capacity magazines with no other information. Who's filed it?
That's got to be Democratic.
That's exactly right. Same one, Lori Berman. And you think about the crazy things that she wants to prohibit, most of which are already prohibited. Well, some of which are already prohibited, but no Uzis. Dang it. No Scorpions. No M1 carbines. No SKSs. No Thompson submachine guns. God.
No sidewinders. No
Matt. Yeah. Never. Yeah. No javelins. No lancers. You know. No laws rockets. No Mag 10s. No Mini 14s. All AK and AR variants. And even just saying those letters in public is probably going to be illegal. Detachable magazines. Folding or telescoping stocks. Pistol grips. Bayonet mounts. Flash suppressors. Threaded barrels. Grenade launchers. God bless these Democrats who are trying to get rid of our grenade launchers. And no barrel shrouds. One of the funniest all-time videos is, who was it? Was it Feinstein talking about barrel shrouds or Biden? I forget anyway, but yeah. So that's going to go nowhere. They file it every year, does nothing. HB 127, paid parental leave. State providing 12 weeks of paid parental leave to a career service employee following the birth or adoption of a child by the employee. So this would be, you know, men and women.
Hmm. Republican.
Democrat, Ashley Gant. Ashley Gant is the one who filed that. Let's see, SB 160, marriage between persons of the same sex, repealing the part of Florida statutes that currently prohibits same-sex marriage, even though the Supreme Court ruling in, my brain all of a sudden gone sideways. Anyway, the Supreme Court opinion that has now invalidated that.
I'm going to take a chance. Democrat?
Yeah. You did pretty good with that one. That's right. Obergefell was the decision. HB 133, professional licensing requirements for barbers and cosmetologists. You can't consider a criminal record after 3 years for professional licensing for a whole host of occupations.
Democratic.
You know what? I didn't make the note. Chambliss is the filer, and I like this bill. Get more people into the trades.
News, I'm CJ Papa. Rocket sirens in towns in Israel that border Gaza, while Israeli warplanes striking targets across Gaza, and another small aid shipment was allowed into Hamas-ruled territory. Many believe the ground war is coming, but is politics keeping the troops from moving in?
The reality on the ground, based on American intelligence officials we're checking in with, regional intelligence officials from the Gulf, and also Israeli intelligence officials on deep background, tell us there is indeed American pressure. They want to see if they can get as many civilians out of Gaza that are currently being held hostage as possible.
Fox's Trey Yinks reporting the Israeli military confirming Hamas has 222 hostages. Republicans meet tonight for a closed-door session to hear pitches from speaker candidates. And in court later today, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is going to be arraigned on a new set of charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio, 92.3. It's 62 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area awarded more than $1 million in grants to several area charitable organizations over the weekend. It was part of their annual banquet. One of the award recipients was the Pensacola Children's Chorus.
We just received and excited to receive an impact grant for our performance stage. We have a current stage that is made of wood that has been lasting for about 20 years and it's falling apart. And it is the foundation upon which our singers build crucial life skills that carry them throughout their lives. And so we're excited to replace it with a metal stage. And we are very grateful for the ladies of Impact 100 for selecting us again.
That is Alex Gardner there from the Pensacola Children's Chorus. And the Pensacola Bay chapter of Impact 100, made up of more than 1,000 local women who contribute money each year to make a difference in the community. The grants awarded Sunday were in multiple categories, including arts, culture, and history, education, environment and recreation, family, and also health and wellness. Investigators looking into a heist at a local dollar store over the weekend. Employees at the Family Dollar on North Palafox say they got to work Sunday morning only to find a hole in the back of the building. They noticed money had been taken from both the store's safe and an ATM. Deputies say the thieves were able to cut the power to the building before they cut the access hole. It then reportedly disabled the alarm, were able to cut into the safe and the ATM. No other information on this has been released as of yet. The 19-year-old charged in a shooting at a local bowling alley last month has now been arraigned on attempted murder charges. That happened on Friday. Nicholas Valia was in court to face attempted murder charges, also faces multiple firearm charges. Prosecutors say Valia fired several shots outside of the DeLuna Lanes bowling alley September 23rd that resulted in a 17-year-old being shot in the arm and the stomach. Investigators say the shooting happened after an argument in the parking lot. Valia has entered a not guilty plea and been released from the Escambia County Jail on $50,000 bond. Florida rabbis headed to Israel to bring comfort to those surrounded by war. About 15 rabbis flew out of South Florida yesterday. They're bringing relief supplies, donations, and emotional support to Israelis who are dealing with the war with Hamas. One rabbi from Fort Lauderdale tells CBS that they're hoping to bring strength to families that are missing their loved ones. They also want to visit troops on the front lines. Well, a poll released last week may not be good for Governor Ron DeSantis. It shows President Biden beating DeSantis head-to-head by 4 points. The Harvard-Harris poll also shows DeSantis tied in a matchup with Vice President Kamala Harris. The poll does show Donald Trump beating Biden by 4 points and by more when third-party candidates are included. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy now backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take over the gavel.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, McCarthy said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job.
We got a wide open southern border. We got crushing inflation. We got war in the Middle East. This is not a moment in time to play around with learning on the job.
He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together, as well as focus on the country's needs. I'm Trey Thomas.
And right now, 7:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
We're seeing some slowdowns this morning. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. We've got the accident at the end of the exit ramp there. 98 eastbound heading into Hurlburt is starting to slow down, down back at the Waffle House all the way up to the gate. Also, 98 in Tiger Point heading westbound at the Avalon exit there. It's starting to slow down. 29 in East Kingsfield Road at the Circle K is backing up east and westbound. We've got reports now of West Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway. We've got a roadway blockage there, so please use caution. And Highway 90 eastbound at I-10, there's an accident slowing things down there. If you have traffic info, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures warming up near 83 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 62 in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, and 57 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Talks are set to continue this week between the United Auto Workers and Detroit's major automakers. It remains to be seen if they can build off last week's progress, which saw General Motors, Ford, and Jeep maker Stellantis all offer 23% pay raises over the life of the four-and-a-half-year proposed contract. Union President Sean Fain on Friday said there was, quote, serious movement, but also said, quote, there's more to be won. A bit of a breather for oil futures after back-to-back weekly increases. The U.S. oil benchmark, West Texas Intermediate, is down about 0.5%, tumbling below $88 a barrel. Prices have eased amid diplomatic efforts to contain the conflict between Israel and Hamas. The stock market is coming off a rough week. It saw the NASDAQ drop more than 3% to register its second straight weekly drop. And now futures are lower this morning after the bond market's latest run up. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The candidates, the primaries, is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power, we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
The full force of Israeli airstrikes and artillery resumed overnight and this morning. And a rare airstrike in the West Bank on a suspected Hamas terror cell in Jenin. 2 weeks of heavy bombardment has left Gaza in ruins with a death toll that surpassed 4,300 people, another 13,000 injured.
Yeah, two Americans released, and there was a brief lull in the fighting because of that, but since it's been pretty ongoing.
Well, across the Middle East and around the world, we've seen massive demonstrations in solidarity with Palestinians. In London, over 100,000 people took to the streets of the British capital demanding an end to Israel's war in Gaza. There's also been similar scenes in Arab capitals, from Sana'a in war-torn Yemen to Cairo, where the Egyptian president Abdel Fattah al-Sisi called for a, quote, day of rage just hours after his phone call with President Biden earlier this week.
Yeah, just a lot of mixed messaging. In fact, CBS did an interview with Mustafa Barghouti, who is a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council. This would be West Bank.
I'm shattered. I'm angry, mainly because I don't understand why this all should happen. But what breaks my heart so much is the suffering of civilians, whether Palestinian or Israeli. And what I don't understand, why the President of the United States comes here and instead of telling Israel enough is enough, you wanted to respond, you responded, you already killed 4,000 Palestinians, stop. Instead of that, he's encouraging them to have an invasion, a ground invasion.
Because it's not about retaliation. It's not about getting yours. It's not about vengeance. It's about creating a security status for Israel and its citizens that is acceptable to any country in the world. As Tony Blinken did a great job, I thought, on Face the Nation, explaining how, you know, no country would put up with this. And Israel does not have to put up with this. And it's not about how many. It's about creating some safety for its people, which is appropriate.
Do you think President Biden's visit was a catastrophic mistake?
Catastrophic from three aspects. First, it was a huge political and diplomatic failure, as I told you, because nobody wanted to meet with him except Israelis.
Yeah, but the reason they canceled the meetings was because of the propaganda BS lie that the Israelis blew up that hospital, which they didn't do, that was done by fighters in Gaza, probably Islamic Jihad. So that's not a failure of Biden. That's a failure of the rest of the world to pay attention to the truth, right?
Second, it's a strategic mistake because he's dragging the United States into a very dangerous area where war crimes are committed. And third, because he is consolidating the absence of peace process.
Yeah, the lack of the peace process, there may be some accuracy to that one. But the war crimes, what do you call what Hamas does, advocates for, hates Israel, wants to eradicate the Jews? I mean, these are all, you know, nobody should have to live in a situation where that's the view of anybody on your border, right?
Do you see a scenario where this ends?
Yes, one scenario. There is no other scenario. Immediate change of the behavior of Western leaders who are now participating in encouraging Netanyahu to commit these war crimes. And the United States is the only country that has the real leverage over Israel. And they should tell Israel, stop. Stop, enough. Let's have ceasefire. Let's have immediate exchange of prisoners so that all Israeli prisoners would come back home safe. And let's initiate a true peace process to solve the roots of the problem, which is occupation and the system of apartheid.
So Israel is to blame. And Israel creates a situation that caused this, and come on now. I mean, but I know people believe it. Look at the protests. And by the way, in case you think, like, these protests are, like I said, what did it say, 100,000 people in London? 100,000 people in London. Here in downtown Pensacola, you had 300. I mean, granted, they kind of melded with the Socialist and Liberation Party, which is the socialist. But, you know, over the weekend, WAR reporting downtown at Garden Palafox. I mean, really? Just, it's, Like, I was watching last week, you know, UWF, we talked about how they had this good debate about the Electoral College versus the popular vote, national popular vote. And a follow-up, not to that particular event, but they have this whole series of discussions. And, you know, one of the other discussions that they had was about Palestine and about Israel and what to do there and who's in the right. And you had students, I'm guessing, they didn't do a lot. Like in public meetings, a lot of times you'll give your first name and where you are and whatever. So I'm guessing these were students. You had students get up and speak, and this is at a UWF event, and they got lots of applause. I'll share the audio with you in just a second, where I was kind of like, really? You know, like, they have the right to speak. No problem with that. But I just thought, my, wow, okay, fair enough. I mean, these are actual people who really say these things out loud. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, we've got 98 eastbound, really starting to get slow, starting around the Publix, maybe actually before that, the Navarre Creamery, just where that opened up there. It's going to start slowing down all the way almost to Hurlburt. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, we have an accident at the end of the exit ramp there. 29 in East Kingsfield Road at the Circle K backing up, and West Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway, we have a roadway blockage there. I'm also seeing Highway 90 eastbound at I-10. There's an accident slowing things down there as well. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to the UWF conversation put on by a couple of political science professors that I thought, I think it was political science and not history. But I apologize if I got that wrong. But I thought it was a very good conversation. They were giving lots of contextual information. They were talking about things like just war theory and some of the historical relationships between Israel and Gaza and Palestine. I mean, it was good. And then in the middle of this conversation, when the students, you know, or at least attendees were able to talk, there seemed to be a group of people who I'm guessing some of these same people were at the protest over the weekend, and they were just, you know, this is ridiculous. You're advocating the party line. You're just, you know, representing the State Department. You're not saying any of the true stuff.
I'm really concerned with, you know, the majority of this presentation. It feels a lot like just the State Department line. It feels a lot like a genocide apologia in a space that's supposed to be inclusive. I see Palestinian people in this space, and they're hearing about how this is just both sides and that Hamas are terrorists, and no mention of the international law, which allows occupied people to resist. No mention of the hospital that was bombed today, killing over 500 people. No mention of Israel's ongoing war crimes that's been going on back 75 years. No mention of any of this, just this very, like, what you could hear on CNN. This is not, in my opinion, very reflective of the reality that we're living in and the blood that's on our hands with our U.S. tax dollars going to fund this crime. So what my question is can you please say something about you, first British and then U.S. imperialism and the role that that plays in the formation of Israel?
So I wanted to give you, I mean, it's just a bit of flavor from the conversation, and she was not the only one.
I saw that the Palestinians launched a peaceful march to the border and what was called the Great March of Return. And then in that time, thousands of peaceful, unarmed people, including children, medics, and journalists who are protected members of the Geneva Conventions, were met with Israeli snipers, and hundreds were killed that day. Additionally,
also people throwing Molotov cocktails and bombs, and I mean, it wasn't just peaceful, unarmed folks. And by the way, it's true, there was sniper fire. But you know, one of the things the Israelis do is, and this is going to sound a little bit gruesome, but understand the alternative, they'll deliberately shoot for the leg, which is hard to do. But if somebody's standing still with a sniper rifle, it's not impossible, because they don't want to kill. You know, what can we do to take these people away from being a security threat to us and without killing them? Well, that's the alternative, right? Better than killing. Think of the tactics of Hamas in contrast with that, right? Deliberately go for the most gruesome, disgusting, you know, visceral, violent version of killing the least involved combatants, right?
Additionally, between 2008 and October, before the attack, over 6,000 Palestinians have been murdered by Israel, while in that same time, 308 Israelis had died. And those numbers are obviously higher at this point, but the proportion of the casualties are similar. So this is clearly not an equal fight. So I'm still confused as to why the decades of slaughter that Palestine has endured from Israel has been framed as an equally yoked situation rather than an occupation and slaughter, like Grover mentioned earlier.
Because one side engages in deliberate acts against civilians, the most vulnerable, and doesn't care about the distinction between combatant and innocent, and the other side does. And the other side is, you know, a state comprised of people who are, you know, by lineage, by religion, other by politics, you know, by ideology, Jewish, and that's like the only place for them in the whole wide world. And we're going to protect that, and we believe in that. And all that they have endured over all of their history, and particularly in the last 75 years, does not incline me to side much with the people who deliberately go out of their way to kill children and women, as we've said many times, because, and it's not just from there. It's from the north, from Lebanon. It's from, you know, across Jordan, Iraq, Iran funds a lot of this stuff. And even as, you know, as Mitch McConnell even mentioned over the weekend, we have now this kind of axis of evil in the world. It's not just Hamas we're dealing, but, you know, look at Russia, look at China, look at these various agents of chaos and aggression, and realize that it's not just this isolated thing to the Gaza Strip, but it is a worldwide battle that we are barely recognizing that we are in against those who believe in human rights and rules and law and those who do not.
There's an axis of evil in the world, China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. And we need to stand up to the axis of evil, not try to do business with them.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. Now, the axis of evil has changed its shape just a little bit. When it was George W. Bush, it was Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. Now it's Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia. And rightly so, things do change. But still, it's this mindset. And he made the point that, you know, thinking about Ukraine is not fundamentally different from thinking about what's going on here, because you have brutality, aggression. Sometimes they have more power and sometimes they have less power, but that cannot be allowed. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
What's your name?
Django.
Can you spell it?
D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is silent.
Good morning, 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Sore after kickball on Saturday. It was very fun. It's always fun. Yes, my team lost again. I did my best. You know, we did. Commissioner Bender, Kohler, we tried real hard. But you know, Chip Simmons is just too much for us. I mean, you have to admit it. That and Alex Andrade making all the outs in the field. And I'm very upset at him. I'm not. It was so much fun. It really was. Michelle Salzman did great, and Sunshine did great, and everybody who was there. It was a great fun. Just that we're all sore. I went over to Mel and our sister station, Cat Country, a minute ago, and I said, how's your thighs doing? She's like, oh, I want to die. I'm like, yep, that's the one. It's the running muscles, the ones we never use. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Last year, I got an in-the-park home run, and in my head, that's what should have happened again. So the very first kick of the game, boing! And Alex Andrade caught it. I was very angry at him. I told him. Okay, and then he dropped a ball that was kicked by Collier Merrill. So apparently fundraisers get drops and radio hosts get catches. I'll just say it, you know, that's just what happened. Jake has got traffic on the fives.
Okay, 98 eastbound starting just before the Publix in Windhaven is going to be slow all the way past the Arby's. Also, 98 westbound in Tiger Point starting to back up at the light at Avalon. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. We have that accident at the end of the exit ramp at the traffic light. Also, Pine Forest at 297. There's a semi there that's stuck turning south, so it's backing up traffic onto 297. And the only thing else we have is West Fairfield Drive and Mobile Highway. We have roadway blockage there. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. Executive Landscaping, 250-3756. If you have traffic info, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. But before you begin, David.
Yes.
It's Happy Mole Day. Happy Mole Day to you.
Well, Happy Mole Day to you as well.
I read that as mole,
no,
and I was very excited because I was going to go eat.
It's not mole day, but that's funny. I think okay. A lot of people do. Anybody in here know mole day? Mole day? No?
Nobody? No.
Avogadro's number, the total number of molecules of a substance in a mole of that thing, like a gas under constant pressure? Or no? Nobody? Nobody? 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd.
Oh, so we're not talking like moles buried in the lawn mole.
Man, I'm so confused.
No, it's... Well, anyway, it's 6:02 this morning, and I failed to honor the observance, and so I apologize. But my high school advanced chemistry professor, Robert Lewis, would be very upset with me for failing to properly honor Avogadro, not avocado, and mole day, not mole day. But it's easy
all
to
about
see
food.
The confusions. That's right. So anyway, just, you know, happy mole day to all you science nerds. We all love you. David, go ahead.
All right. Well, there is word that New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is going to plead not guilty today. When he's arraigned, he's charged with conspiring to act as a foreign agent of the Egyptian government from 2018 to 22 while chairing the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Stepped down last month after being accused of steering military aid to Egypt in exchange for his wife getting a job. And the pair were charged with accepting gold bars, cash, and apparently a Mercedes as well.
Right.
Hey, a JetBlue plane is being taken out of service. Apparently, it landed in New York and tipped backwards onto its tail as people were getting off.
This happened at JFK Airport on Sunday. The plane had just landed from Barbados when video shows the nose of the plane lifting up. JetBlue is investigating but says it appears to have been caused by a shift in weight as people were getting off the plane and cargo was being unloaded. The plane is now being inspected. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
So there's that.
Everybody back to the front.
One more thing to worry about,
it's
right?
It's like when I'm cutting steak on a plate on the edge of the counter and I don't realize I'm pressing down on the part that's not over the counter, you know, and everything goes a-flying. I feel like that's, you know, everybody to the left side of the bus. We got to make this turn real good.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.